This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm enjoying talking Phils because, you know, I mean, they're the second best team in Philadelphia sports by far. And they got a shot to win a World Series. But it's an interesting conversation because they didn't really make any changes. Not many, at least. So we'll set up a fascinating season up ahead and interesting conversations about it. With that said, AMA, what we do every Wednesday at this time, you can hop aboard the phone lines on the Phils, the Eagles. James, are we going to get a Flyers call?
I don't think so.
They are really boring.
Yeah, they are.
Really, really boring. All right, James, AMA, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start off with Jack the Mike on Twitter. Jack says, what's the most dangerous daredevil thing you've ever done in your life? If you don't have or can't think of an answer, what's the most dangerous thing you would do? For example, running with the bulls, skydiving, whitewater rafting, etc.
I don't do that stuff. John, do you do any of that stuff? I mean, what are you kidding me?
I think I would run with the... I would try. If I were feeling sprightly, I think I might be able to do that. And that would be like a lifer type thing. Like, man, I did that. I conquered that. There was a point in my life where I felt like every play I went out and I tried to knock myself silly.
Well, that's true. You like, did danger
really
on the field.
Did, like I actually
danger.
I knew that what I was doing was hurting me. I knew it was going to hurt the other guy more, and that's what I was taught. If you get there harder and faster than the other guy, yeah, it's going to hurt bad, but it'll hurt him more. Take solace in that.
Yeah.
Relish that part.
Yeah, that, I don't relate to that either. I'm a sit on a chair kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Look,
I don't do any of this stuff, James.
I mean,
what would you?
Look, I'll tell you this. Most dangerous thing in my life, other than the two times my car, well, one time my car did a 360, and that's, you know, you don't try to do that. I'm not going to say much on this. I'll just say I hung in a rough situation for a friend one time because I was very concerned about him, and it appeared to be very dangerous, and I was proud that I hung in there. But I'm gonna say I did not abandon my friend, and I had every reason to.
Man, I feel like I kind of just need to know what this is.
This is way too cryptic.
I'm leaving it right there.
So whitewater rafting, definitely.
Yeah, I've done that. Not like
there.
I've done like a three. It's pretty intense. Yeah,
I hope to do that someday.
It's pretty wild.
I really want to do that.
All right, James, let's do a couple more.
All right, Jay Moyer asked. Joe, if you had to pick one person at WIP to be your running mate when you run for president, who would it be? I have to wash my mouth out after that.
Well, I'm semi-tempted to say no one and just be one of those presidents with no VP. Yes, we've had about 40 years in our nation's history. John, do you know we've had about 40 years with no vice president? We've had presidents that never even had a vice president.
It makes sense.
So I could be one of those guys.
When the vice president becomes president, then yeah.
Well, yeah, but usually, you know, within a week or two, you just name someone else. Here's my thing. Consolidation of power. It's all me.
You don't want to share the spotlight with anybody.
No.
Isn't that dictator?
A little bit. I'm okay with that. That's me.
You certainly are half of that. The dictatorship.
Hey-o.
Look at Ray right there. I don't know. I mean, look, for wisdom, obviously, Ray. I'm going to go I'm going to go no. Nobody. Just May. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
You don't want a woman on your ticket to appeal, you know, to the women?
That is interesting. That is, so I was already thinking about, I am already president. You're saying to become president, a woman is pretty good.
There you go.
I mean, half the nation are, in fact, you know, women.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be here without us.
Yeah, no, that's right. All right, a woman. All right, Rhea or Devin, that's it. One of them on the ticket.
What about Ava? You're not including Ava.
Ava. Wow. That's right. That's
Ava runs everything anyway.
Yeah, Ava, so she would run your campaign for you.
Okay, this is good thinking right there. All right, James, let's do one more.
All right, fake WIP listener asks, what traits are most appreciated by the show as a whole that are common among the show's favorite callers?
Oh, jeez, man. I think
humor.
Humor
is great.
Yeah,
humor. Creativity.
Yeah. Intelligence.
Open-mindedness.
Humor. Get to the points relatively fast, meaning dabble in the humor, understand the personality ethos of the show.
I thought you enjoy a long, drawn out.
No. We prefer if you lambaste the camera, if you try to take him down a peg with each call.
Yeah, well, you like that.
You and others, yes.
Keep it moving, be funny and smart, have some fun, and yeah, it's good stuff. And with that AMA, we shut it down. All right, let's find out if our next caller, Scott in King of Prussia. Oh. What, John?
Usually when we do this, we've got TV shows and stuff. Have you guys ever seen Impractical Jokers?
No.
Have you ever watched that show?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
My daughters and I started watching Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
Are we going to have to intervene this one, too? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're going to have
Impractical Jokers, fair enough.
For everyone except Joe, who doesn't like things that are funny.
Generally
that
not.
That is definitely not his wheelhouse, I would
make
guess.
Make him funny and I'll
if
laugh.
If a 14-year-old boy would find it funny, Joe wouldn't.
Make him
you're right.
funny and I'll laugh. Simple as that. Scott in King of Prussia will find out if he lives up to the caller standard. Hello, Scott.
Greetings, team. I am calling in with a flag on the play.
Okay.
Joe DeCamera, got a flag on you.
Dude,
was that a real whistle?
Who's the dork now?
Did you just...
That was a real whistle. This is a real flag and a real referee.
All right. What?
I was listening a couple minutes ago, and my jaw nearly hit the floor. Did I hear...
That means you're short.
Did I hear you say to James that he talks too much? And that he likes to talk over people.
Yeah, but this within. But here's the thing: when the hammer speaks, you got to go back to that president thing. No one speaks when it's time for the president to speak. See what I'm saying?
If we were to do a word count on this show, Joe, you would take about 95% of the word count.
Well, that's why Michael Jordan didn't pass the ball to John Paxson all that often. I mean, when you want Allen Iverson to pass the ball to Matt Harperin,
this is outrageous.
Yeah, that's why Larry Brown said, "Hey, Matt Harperin, your job, set picks."
So you're calling me Bill
Carpenter.
John and
Rhea, I gotta know when he was saying this stuff to James, did you guys think it in your head to say anything out loud?
My eyes were too busy rolling back through my head.
Oh my word! I can't believe what I was listening to.
It's a shock, Scott. All right, what do you got? What do you got, buddy? Let me just say, to all listeners, that's pretty good humor. I like that.
Well done, Scott.
You know, as much as a horse's ass Scott just made of him, so that's all right. It's good humor.
Wow. Okay.
Go ahead.
Napoleon. Napoleon speaks. We all listen. All right. On the Phillies, you know, listen, if you're going to put Turner in the leadoff spot, it's not going to last very long. Doesn't walk anymore. He doesn't take pitches. He one quick dry spell, the dry spells that he gets into now,
yeah.
And he starts swinging at that slider away, this town will turn faster.
Well, Scott, you hit it well, and I'll say this. The idea of Turner at leadoff is nice in theory based on athletic skill set, i.e. speed. But it is predicated on one thing to be effective. He has to get on base. That's the whole point. You got to get on base. And if he's going to be, you know, 330 on base guy, that ain't good enough.
No, his better on base numbers were with Washington. They've gone downhill.
They have.
Along with his defense that nobody else is talking about.
Wow.
I will make it a point every time I call to remind the Phillies that he can no longer play shortstop.
Look, they know that, Scott. I think they are afraid to have a tough conversation. It's the kind of thing I think Nick Sirianni would handle real well. Real well.
Yeah.
Like have the tough conversation. It's this simple. Trey, hate to tell you, bud, we don't think you're good enough at shortstop right now.
You can't just
we're moving you to center field.
Yep. Well, you can't. I would put him at second, and I would move Stock.
Well, that's
short,
an option. Yeah, that's an option.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't just shake up the same puzzle pieces and then just throw down the same puzzle and expect the same thing to happen. I mean, you're going to get the same result.
I don't really agree with you on that one, Scott. I think the Phillies I think the Phillies have one of the five best chances to win the World Series. Okay, I do. Now, you might not agree with that, but that's what I believe. I truly believe this team can win the World Series as constituted. But I understand your reason why you think not. But I got to tell you, man, like if they just play better in that 1 month, they can do it.
I see a team with an excellent starting rotation. You can never have too much starting pitching. We've been extremely lucky with our starting pitching as far as health.
You're right. That's
is
true.
Is that going to last? You know, it technically that. If you look at the history of baseball, that does not last. You know, I mean, God forbid we lose our starters. But just think about what would happen if Wheeler goes down.
No, it's a great point. I mean, look, that's what happened to the Braves last year. And Acuna and Strider being back is, you know. Scott, give me a big-time answer, man. Great outfit, best outfit ever in a movie or a show.
I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe in the 7-year itch with that great dress.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
I didn't even think of those type of outfits. James, that opens up a whole nother.
What do you mean those type of outfits? What does that mean?
It means, all right, in The Wolf of Wall Street, whatever the last thing she wore before full nudity, that. What's her name, Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie, yes.
I mean, something had to be on last. Whatever that was.
She was barely wearing anything that
first
scene
here. I forgot about those type of answers. Mm. All right, how you doing? Well, good morning to you. Very cold. Dare I say frigid.
Do you have the scarf on underneath your...
I am.
He's wearing the ascot again.
I like it, man.
it's sure.
And what's it called? An ascot?
An ascot.
Scarf under the...
Yeah, I
an
mean, it's
ass
like...
Hat. An ass hat?
Got it.
It's called an ass hat.
You know what? If the shoe fits, John Ritchie. if the scarf fits... All right, so great to be with you. It is cold. Bundle up today. It's one of those days. We are doing a lot on the Eagles today in the offseason and all that. I want to do one more thing on the Phils and then right back to the phones. Because, you know, Rhea had in the update about Rob Thompson there talking about Bryson Stott. I want to play some audio of Stott. This was a couple days ago. But if you haven't heard it, it's worth hearing. You know, I had somebody tell me shortly after the Phillies lost last October that, and this was not someone with the team, but someone that would have a sense that they were a lot more banged up than the public knew. Okay, interesting to know. And what happened with Jeff Hoppin when he failed multiple physicals as a free agent, I'm sure is part of speaking to that. So it sounds like the Stott thing last year was pretty bad, and it was that the elbow affected the hand.
This explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. It explains why he wasn't a very good hitter last year. Listen to Bryson Stott the other day laying out what happened.
I messed up this nerve. I did it in the end of May. In Miami, and you know, I was hitting really good. I was like, all right, I'm feeling back to normal. And after the rough first month, and kind of got it going and took a weird swing and kind of made my pinky go numb. And I was like, it's whatever. And then I took another one a week or so later and just kind of lingered the whole time. It was kind of when I was out in front, fooled, and had that hyperextension that it would make my fingers go numb. I'd have to call time. Then it would feel fine. And I think as it just kind of kept going and going, it got weaker and weaker. And I was trying to compensate with different parts of my body. And it kind of got me into some bad habits. So.
Look, here's what I'll say. I'm no expert on, you know, a lot of things in life. But I know this. If you have numb fingers, it's hard to hit effectively.
I thought it was the way he expressed that. He wasn't able to do the things he normally would, and so he just adjusts a little bit, gets into a different habit. It becomes a bad habit. Yeah. It takes him away from what he's most successful doing, and he's just a little off. And that's what we saw. It was just a little off, just a skosh off.
I thought he was a lot off, John. I thought he'd be so much more advanced, and this could explain why he wasn't. Because you go back to 2 years
feel
ago.
Better about
you know,
him.
Yeah, I thought he was really going to be big time. So, look, hopefully he can still be and will be, but I wanted to present that audio. It's good to know. All right, 215-592-9494. John, let's reset where we were at the start of the show. Eagles all season, top of mind. There's a lot of ways to go. I mean, for me, it's that I think there's been, and I'm not trying to skew negative, but just too much dynasty talk. I mean, I get it, guys. They got a great team. They could win it all again. I hope they do. I hope they win two in a row. I hope they win three in a row. I hope they win four out of five. All that's possible. So, too, is, you know, not. I mean, it's hard. They're going to lose players. They've already lost coaches. They are, like they were 2 years ago, totally, I'll use the word screwed, with trying to get the pick of the litter for offensive coordinator when all these coaches have already played the game of musical chairs, right? I mean, that's happened. So it's not like you get pick of the litter. You
well,
get,
maybe they should change the way they do this and not let
maybe
people.
Maybe they should.
I'm just saying.
But you get my point. Like they're up,
no, they're, you know, it sucks.
They're
it
up
sucks.
Against it.
Yeah.
They're up against it. So, John, top of mind for you this Eagles offseason is what? And then there's all the free agents and all that. What are you thinking, John?
Well, I think it's interesting we both feel secure in the fact that Nick is going to do a better job with just keeping this team sort of blinders on. A little bit better than what Doug Peterson did in 2018. We saw conflicting messages, you know, in 2018. Hey, guys, we're never going to talk about the Super Bowl again after this ring ceremony prior to training camp. And then you and I were sitting there at training camp and everything's about the Super Bowl. Everything is about the Super Bowl. We're listening to the Super Bowl while out at practice. So they missed the mark on that one. No, I think this offseason, while I am concerned about the pitfalls of success, I do think we will be better equipped to handle them this time around, and I'm positive that Nick is taking that seriously, and he'll be well versed on this,
and I'll say this, Sean, Lurie and Howie will make sure he does,
because
they're the two guys that went through it before that are still here.
No doubt, no doubt. My big concern here is the new offensive coordinator. The aftermath of Kellen Moore's departure concerns me because Jamal Singleton just interviewed for the Saints offensive coordinator position, and he is what we're told an upcoming young mind in the sport. We're in a bad spot because, again, we lack the play calling head guy. So year after year, until we find someone who wants to stick around,
they need a Fangio.
Keep rolling
they need a
through.
They need a 65-year-old.
This is where ageism will work for somebody.
Really
we need somebody
does.
Who's older.
Frank Reich
you know, Reich could be that guy, Rhea.
I know.
But he might not be the right guy for the offense.
Well,
like, his offense might be too big. It might be too much a departure from what this team does best now.
Yeah, but I'd also say that's on the coordinator to learn that stuff and implement it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that hard. Run those kind of plays. No, I'm serious.
I think there's a lot more that goes into it than that. There are young minds. TJ Paganetti, young Jeff Stoutland Jr. He was the assistant offensive line coach here.
Jeff Stoutland
he was
Jr.
His protege, so to speak, here. Yeah. He's now with the Saints organization. This is what happens when you're successful.
It is.
And it's hard to overcome that.
Who
fills that offensive coordinator spot?
Yeah. All right, so look, all of this and more on the table, 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker in about 5 minutes with us. Mike in Northeast Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. What up, yo?
What up, Michael?
That's my new intro.
All right. It's a little flat, but that's all right.
I think you nailed it, Mike.
What up, yo?
You nailed it.
What up, yo?
You do that a lot. So you do that every time you greet people?
Yeah, my work. They love it.
Yeah.
It's
like a sitcom.
All right, Mike, what do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Eagles and the Phillies and everything. And I just wanted to say, wouldn't it be nice if the Phillies could just pick up where the Eagles left off? I mean, go into the season, you know, spring, forget the Phillies or the Flyers and Sixers. Their season's done. But, I mean, the Phillies, just go in and just kick butt, you know what I mean? And just great pitching and great hitting and the lineup. They got to change that lineup. That lineup's got to be better.
Yeah, Mike, I'll do it a little different than you framed it. Wouldn't it be nice if the Phillies learned from their struggles when they lost, which is what
best
the
for
Eagles...
Last
well, that too,
time.
But my point is, like... The Eagles clearly, and they did not publicly allude to it the whole year, they internalized in an effective way the losing from the Super Bowl in 22, the disaster of 23. They came back swinging. They came back focused. And that's, I want the Phillies to feel that burn. And I tend to think they probably do. But I want them in October to know, don't swing at junk. But
they just did it twice.
I know.
You know?
I know. I know. So we'll see, Mike.
So good point. I got a good costume.
Give it to me.
Okay. How about the devil in Predator? That Yucha or something? It's a crazy devil costume in the movie Predator?
I'm going to write villain. Devil and Predator. John, do you remember the devil and Predator?
No, I'm trying to pull it right now.
I mean, the Predator is the Predator,
but...
Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember a devil costume Predator.
The devil and Predator. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. Ross joins us every single Wednesday at this time. Obviously, it's been a fun season, to say the least. And Ross Tucker, you can follow him anywhere and everywhere. He's just like a multidimensional, locally, nationally, social media.
Multidimensional, yeah, huh? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, he covers a lot of bases. Yeah, Tucker, comma,
How
Ross.
Many dimensions yeah. is Ross coming yeah. in?
Well,
how
got
many
the,
dimensions
is
are
Is he 4D?
There?
Is he 5D?
Well, he's got the video stuff. He's got the written stuff. He's got the audio stuff. He's Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Listen, very happy, man. Still got that glow. But, Ross, here's the good news.
You have
we're
the
also
glow.
Got the glow. Got the Super Bowl glow. But, Ross, we're also starting to look ahead because, you know, they've got an incredible opportunity yet again for another season. And look, we tend
Joe's
to think...
Joe's talking a lot about dynasties,
no,
Ross.
No, Ross. Trust me. Trust me, I'm not. Ross, one of my annoyances, and there's not many in the last week, but I'm already hearing too much dynasty talk, and I'm not saying they can't. But I'm trying to wave the flag to everyone and say, yo, like, it's hard, man, really. And, Ross, to me, there's a couple of things that already speak to it. The schedule is going to be brutal. We know that based on who they play. You know, they're clearly going to lose some good free agents. Okay, that's obvious. They've already lost one or two members of the coaching staff. Sounds like they could lose three or four. So the challenges have begun, Ross. Your thoughts?
Well, I would say one of my minor annoyances is how often you say annoyances.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nobody else says annoyances like that.
Well,
huh?
It is what it is.
John, have you ever said that in your life?
I don't
one
think
of,
so.
One of my annoyances. I'm not even
if
sure
I
that's
have,
a real word.
No, I haven't. I would say something that annoys me if I were
yeah,
saying
I'm not
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's a real word,
Maybe
Joe?
Not. I think it
I
is
don't
a
know.
Word. But if I've said it, it's probably because I just heard Joe say it. Maybe I was parroting.
Now, you know what? It's interesting because I was talking about this yesterday with a professional gambler on my show, the Even Money Betting Podcast. He thinks that the Eagles are far and away the favorites to win the NFC. And that's one, like they are the favorites to win the NFC right now. And that's one bet he's seriously considering. Because even if you think yeah. about, even if you think about, you know, the Eagles losing Kellen Moore, who's the biggest threat to the Eagles right now in the NFC?
Detroit.
And if okay, they lost both coordinators.
Yeah.
And they lost more than half their coaching staff. So I would agree, Joe, that I think it's Detroit. But whatever issues the Eagles have, the Lions have them even more so. So I think that is something to keep in mind.
True.
I don't know that I would feel the same if they were in the AFC.
All right,
like if the Eagles were in the AFC with the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs,
yeah.
that feels a little bit tougher.
Look, I hear you, and that is reasonable. But I will say something else that's reasonable. It is entirely possible that next year the injuries that happened to the Lions – could happen in the Eagles, and the non-injuries that happened in the Eagles could happen in the Lions. I mean, I actually don't know that the Eagles, okay. I don't know who would have won that game. Like, that's the game we'll never know who would have won, healthy Lions versus healthy Eagles. I know this, Ross, and look, maybe the Eagles found a secret sauce with their medical staff, but maybe it was just incredible luck, because the Lions got freaking decimated, and the Eagles were almost pristinely perfect.
Right, but... there's now a pretty good track record.
Yeah, two out of three.
The last three or four years yeah. of the Eagles staying really healthy. I mean, you know, look, you guys know I always want the, you know, it'd be more fun for me if more of the starters were playing in the preseason games. And yeah. John and I, you know, always talk about training camp and how different it is now or whatever. But they have done a really good job. I mean, who were they missing for this Super Bowl from the starting lineup
N'Kobe.
In the opening season?
N'Kobe, that's it.
That's it. I mean, even Brandon BG came back, which, by the way, you go back and you watch that tape. I don't think we value – I think I saw you say this recently, Joe, on the show. I don't think we value BG enough. He tore his tricep in November. You are not supposed to go back on the field. The guy's like 36.
Played well.
He's flying around. He's throwing that arm around. Like, BG, to me, I hope we realize that he's like an all-time Eagle. Yeah. But just to get back to your point, Joe, about the Eagles and dynasty, I do think it's premature to say dynasty, but they're the clear favorite. Now, these numbers might not mean much to some of the listeners, but they're plus 300 to win. The Lions are plus 400, which means they're pretty close. After that, the Niners are plus 650. The Commanders are plus 900. The Packers are plus 900. I mean, the Rams might trade Stafford. I just think that the Eagles are the clear-cut favorite in the NFC. That doesn't mean it'll be easy, but I think that they're in a really good spot.
Russ, you've been around this team a lot, preparing for the preseason games. You've been around Jeff Stoutland a lot. We've heard the name TJ Paganetti, and we know he's now leaving. How big a problem is that? You know a lot better than anyone else.
So I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's going on with the Eagles coaching staff right now is really interesting. It sounds like Nussmeier, their quarterback coach, is going to be the OC in New Orleans for Kellen Moore. I have no problem with that. Nussmeier came with Kellen Moore. He's a Kellen Moore guy. He was in Dallas with Kellen Moore. He went to the Chargers last year with Kellen Moore. He's not a Sirianni guy. He's a Kellen Moore guy. That's fine. The Paganetti one is a little different because Paganetti has been with the Eagles a long time. I mean, he was back there. He came with Chip, and then he's been back there the second time since 2017. So he was there with Doug. He's been there with Nick. So that bothers me a little bit more, to be honest with you, that Kellen Moore would take a guy that he just had this year. In fairness, I think he's going to be the O-line coach down there. In fairness to Paganetti, he wasn't going to be the O-line coach for the Eagles. So it's a huge promotion. I don't like, though, when I feel like Kellen is taking Nick's guys. I'm okay if Kellen's taking his own guys. I'm sure Paganetti is a really good coach because Kellen Moore wouldn't take him if he didn't think that. But also, I mean, he's basically the assistant offensive line coach, right? Like, this is not – they're not losing Stoutland. They're not losing Fangio. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a good thing, but it could be a lot worse if Paganetti – and Nussmeier are the two guys they lose.
All right, 215-592-9494. Ross with us for an entire hour, and obviously you can weigh in on what's top of mind for you related to the Eagles offseason, which really, I mean, one thing top of mind is how fast this thing gets real. Free agency is in like 3 weeks. The combine's prior to that, so it all happens quickly.
It's like 8 days.
I know.
7 days of the combine.
It's something crazy. Yeah, it's an extended thing. One more thing before we go back to the phone. Speaking of losing people, I mean, the Eagles are obviously going to lose some free agents, and They typically don't lose who they want to keep because typically they're not so exceptional that it's impossible in a salary cap era to like throw them all in. But you got to remember, guys, they're already paying Jalen. They're paying AJ. They're paying Devontae. They're paying Lane. They're paying Mulata. Like, you just can't, when you have that many great players, this is how the NFL kind of strips you down. I remember when the Eagles got Chris Maragos a decade ago. You know why they got him? Because Seattle couldn't pay him. You know why? Because they had to pay Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson and 37 great defensive players, and that's how the Eagles got John Runyon. The Titans had to pay McNair and Eddie George and Whitechuck, and so good teams get stripped away from. One of the reality is the Eagles have four different free agents that are particularly notable. And we asked you our Twitter poll question of the day today, two different questions about this related to it, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Because we have all said that we think Zach Bond is the most important to keep. So we ask you this. Other than him, which player is most important for the Eagles to keep? Is it Becton Sweat or Milton Williams? All good players. Becton Sweat, Milton Williams. Second poll question. Other than Bond, which player is most likely to be kept by the Eagles? Because the irony is Zach Bond will probably get the cheapest deal because he's the oldest. So other than Bond, of the other three, which one is most likely to be back? Is it Becton Sweat or Milton Williams? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And for about the next 3 weeks, weigh in on the phone lines. Because we only got about 3 weeks on this one. Dust's going to settle soon when free agency happens. Let's listen to something Elliot said. Elliot was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack yesterday. Fascinating, and I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, kind of concerning exchange, in my opinion, related to this topic. Here's Elliott yesterday.
This is one of the tightest salary cap situations I can remember the Eagles having. So they have somewhere between 18 to 20 million in salary cap space, which sounds like a lot, but they normally like to keep around 10 million for the following season to have through the year. And you have to pay your draft class. So that's $3, $4 million. So a decent chunk of that is somewhat already spoken for. So when you talk about Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Zach Bond, I think they'll probably keep, they'll keep one of them. I think they'll re-sign Zach Bond. The other three, I think Milton Williams is probably gone. I think Josh Sweat's definitely gone. And Mekhi Becton, maybe if the market isn't what they think, because I know they like him. But I think they're entering this offseason thinking they're going to get a lot of compensatory picks next year.
Because of these free agents.
Because they're going to lose. Josh Sweat will get paid. Milton Williams will get paid. And I think Mekhi Becton will get paid. So if those three all get big deals and you yourself don't sign a big deal, you then get, I think, will likely be third round picks. So if you let those three guys walk, you're getting third round picks in 2026 for them, in my opinion.
Okay. So there's no world in which they're keeping all of these guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. And there's probably no world in which they're keeping two. Maybe two is the max.
I think two is the max.
So, you know, like Russ, I know we got accustomed to what they became because it's what they had on the field a week and a half ago, but they're not going to have all that next year. And so Howie's going to have to try to find the next Mekhi Becton in all likelihood. And that's, and while that sometimes works out, sometimes you sign a bum and the guy stinks and we all say, well, back to that guy. That guy stinks again.
I got to be honest with you. If they just bring back Bond out of those four, mm-hmm. I will be thrilled.
Wow.
Thrilled.
Wow.
Milton Williams is going to get a lot of money, and that's fine. I told you guys last time, you know, they have starter grades on 24 college D-tackles. So the Eagles, they might even double up at D-tackle. I would say that the most likely other guy they would bring back would be Sweat. I wonder if his market is going to be as much as he thinks it is, because I don't think he would have taken the pay cut he took last year if his market was as good as he thinks it was. I know he was awesome in the Super Bowl, but he had, what, 8.5 sacks this year?
Yeah.
He has an injury history. This would be his third contract. So if I had to peg it, I would say Bond number one. In terms of guy I want back.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
And then also in terms of likelihood, I would say Bond one, Sweat two.
And what will
two.
He cost in your mind?
Bond?
For Bond, yeah.
Well, real quick, Ross, before you do that, let me get some Elliott said, because he addressed this yesterday. This was interesting and lower than I perceived. Here's Elliott yesterday on Bond.
I think you can argue Zach Bond was the best linebacker in the NFL this year, right? Like,
you could.
Right?
Yep.
But he is not going to get paid like the best linebacker. If you look at him, so he's 28 now, he'll be 29 in December. Of the top 10 linebackers' contracts in the NFL right now, only one of them is above 28. Of the top five, all of them are like 24 and 25 years old. So while I think you could definitely sit here and say he was just as good as Fred Warner and Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen, he's not going to get paid like them. So the Zach Bond deal, to me, it'll be a big raise for him. Like, if, and he's earned it and he deserves it. But for the Eagles, like, I don't think that'll be viewed as a big contract.
Right, so you're probably talking about a guarantee around $30 million,
no,
right?
No,
not even that
no,
much?
No, I think he'll get $15 million, something like
guaranteed.
That.
Guaranteed,
guaranteed.
Really?
I think his deal,
wow.
I think his deal will be something like 3 years, $30 million, with a lot of that $30 million in the third year. And the first 2 years, that'll be 20. Where the guaranteed money is. Yeah.
Russ, isn't it ironic the player we all want back the most is the player that apparently is going to be the cheapest?
Well, a lot of that's the position he plays.
Yeah.
I would disagree with Elliott. I think he's going to get more money than Elliott said. I don't think he's going to get Roquan Smith, Fred Warner, $20 million a year money. But I don't think it's going to be $10 million either. I mean, if Patrick Queen, you know, got $41 million for 3 years, I think I would not be surprised if Bond gets $15 million a year. And I think he's worth it. I would hope that the Eagles would do that deal at $15 million a year. You think about the amount of game-changing plays he made. I just don't know if other teams, to Elliott's point, are going to value him at that same level. I think that there's probably – it only takes one or two. And you know there's a long track record, guys, of other franchises valuing off-the-ball linebackers more than the Eagles.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore, right?
Yeah, and the thing, one of the things that always gets me a little bit concerned there, because I feel like this was the mindset with T.J. Edwards and Kaiser White. I think the mindset was, well, we can get another Kaiser White this year, or we can have somebody else be T.J. Edwards, and we can draft N'Kobe Dean or whatever. I think that is the mindset. I'm hoping that's not the case. And you know what I think might put them over the hump here is N'Kobe coming back from that serious injury. If N'Kobe was totally healthy, perhaps they wouldn't feel as compelled to make sure they bring back Bond. But I don't think they want to start the year with two new guys. But I don't know how. I don't know when N'Kobe will be back. I don't think they want to start the year with two new guys at that position. So I'd like to think Fangio, who I think has a decent amount of pull, he highly values off-the-ball linebackers like that.
Sure.
And if he's saying, listen, I can make do without Sweat, I can make do without Milton Williams, especially the way Ajumma played down the stretch, I need Bond. Howie, please give me Bond. And I think that that's hopefully what happens. And like I said, I'll say it again. If all they do is re-sign Bond, I'll be thrilled. Steen will play right guard. They'll draft a D-tackle. They are going to need another D-end, whether that's a young guy they draft or they sign somebody else, or maybe they think Huff can do it next year. I doubt that, but maybe. But they're going to need another D-end to go with Hunt and Nolan Smith.
Is it possible? Is it likely at all that Myles Garrett could be an Eagle, Ross?
I never say never with the Eagles, but I'll just say this. No team has more money allocated for 2025 and beyond than the Philadelphia Eagles. If you look at their contracts, they and the Browns are the only teams over $500 million. The Eagles are closer to $550 million. So now that's a good thing, because what have they done? They've locked up all their best players for the most part, right? So that's A.J. Brown and Devontae and Mailata. And I'm fine with that. They have really good players. They've paid them and they've locked them up. I'm not sure they have the room to do another with Miles unless he is very willing to come to Philadelphia and not get, you know, the close to $40 million a year that I think he wants. Because that's what the market is becoming now for a guy like Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett. So, I mean, if he really wants to take less money because he wants to come play for Philly, maybe. But I have a tough time. I think Howie's the best contract guy, best GM easily, but also best contract guy. That would be a lot to try to fit that in.
All right, 215-592-9494. Fascinating all season, and obviously a great one considering where the Eagles just were. But there are challenges. What you make of all this? Phil's as well. We're going to get to some audio of Castellanos in a moment. Something he said recently that's a new all-timer from Castellanos.
It is something, man.
It's a new all-timer.
It is something. You don't want to miss this audio. I'll say that.
All right, let's. You might not love it, but we'll play it for you.
It might not be super fun, but you definitely need to hear it.
All right, Rick and Easton right now. We got Ross for an entire hour. What's going on, Rick?
Now I don't even know what to do. Phillies or Eagles?
World's your oyster, Rick.
I know. I love you guys. Real quick, when you speak 17 million, Ross, are we talking $17 million per year or for the total contract for somebody, 3-4 years plus?
Per year.
That's per year. Okay.
So if you hear me say $15 million or $20 million, I'm talking per year.
Got it. I only have a minute and a half, so I got to go quick here. how do you sign a Garrett if you can't sign a Beckham or a Williams?
Well, you lose all those guys to get a Garrett. That's the basic answer.
Okay.
By the way, Rick, you might also lose like a Dallas Goedert.
There's
a whole puzzle to this thing, and your special teamers might not be as good. And you strip down part. Listen, part of the reason the Dallas Cowboys, there's two different things about Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, why they only won three. One, they lost Jimmy Johnson. Two, they just couldn't eventually keep everybody. The salary cap kicked in. If the salary cap did not exist and Jimmy Johnson stayed there, they might have won 6 championships.
No, I hear you. I know they talked about Jerry Jones not being a mess, but he has drafted some great players. But forget about that. So real quick, guys, with the Eagles' personality, some of these guys, Devontae signing for what he signed, Hurts and Barkley's demeanor, having the pulse of the city, is it so outlandish to ask Barkley and Hurts, Mailata and Johnson, who have contracts, to defer some money to get some of these players? Is there a limit to that?
It's pretty outrageous.
Is there a limit to it, though?
Look,
all those guys are right now below market value already.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, right? Like, all those guys can look at other guys at their position. Hurts just won a Super Bowl, and there's at least five quarterbacks making more money than him.
Rick, Saquon makes less than Bryce Huff.
It's incredible.
Could you imagine going to Saquon and saying, you know what? Go to the team. I need you to take even less.
It's incredible. But what if they go to the team and do it because they want to keep winning?
Look, okay. There's a different way to frame it. Hold on. Let me just say this. It's restructuring
teams.
Contracts that benefit a player down the road.
Or they get money in cash in hand.
Right.
The point is you can restructure, give them a signing bonus, give them money in the moment, which is more attractive in some cases.
And Howie is great at that. He frees up cash.
It's unbelievable. The Cincinnati Bengals, you've got Joe Burrow out in Cincinnati saying, hey, please just go do what the Eagles are doing. Like, we need to sign great wide receivers. Why is it the Eagles can do that? And you gave two big premier contracts.
Because their owner is cheap and ours isn't.
Right. Six left tackles right now, guys, make more than Mailata, who might have been the best left tackle in the league. Six.
Right.
He's making $22 million a year. Tristan Wirfs is making $28 million a year. I got news for you. I wouldn't bring up contract with any of those guys you just mentioned.
No.
because if you bring up contract with them, they're going to ask for more money, and they'd be right to ask for more money.
There's another element to throw into this, though. Very important. The Eagles, and how we learned this from Banner, the Eagles get to their players early. They don't do what Dallas just did with Dak and CeeDee Lamb when you're kind of screwed and you're up against it and the player starts having more leverage. They go to the player typically 2 years in advance.
That's incredible. And opposite side of the coin it is. What Dallas is doing and what Howie is doing.
But did they go to extend anybody this year?
No, they did not.
Never heard a word about it.
No. We don't know who they offered. We don't know if they offered, and we don't know who turned down what. Rick, give me a big time answer, an outfit in a movie or a show.
We'll have to talk Phillies later. So if you're going to go Marilyn Monroe, and this is like the sexiest list, so I don't want to give this answer. I'm not giving this answer because if Marilyn Monroe can win this thing, then Bo Derek intended with it. So I'm going to go with a costume. I'm going to go with Michael Myers in Halloween.
You got it, buddy. Rick, appreciate the call. We're looking for the best outfit ever. Seltzer, nudity does not count as an alpha.
We know you want to vote for that.
It could be a male stripper in a bow tie for
all. Is that what you're looking for today?
No, what I'm looking for.
Magic Mike.
That would technically be an outfit.
What about Kanye's wife or girlfriend or whatever that was?
Does that count as an outfit? Right?
Does that count as an outfit?
Ross, no. That was...
Shockingly, but does that count as an outfit? Broken up over
no.
that.
Well, yes. It's
they not. Did, Rhea? They broke up
yeah,
after
they
that?
Broke up. Yeah, yes. They broke up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable. That thing was an all-timer.
Surprise, Ross.
Oh, my. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
No, that's something, man. All right. So, speaking of something, Castellanos. So I'm really excited for the Philly season. I tend to think they'll come back very hungry. I also know they were hungry last year, started strong, petered out, the whole deal. We know the deal.
Hungry the year before all that.
All right, Casty. So it's kind of like Darius Slay. He says stuff that's wacky, and in good times you like it, and in bad times you can be annoyed by it. Castellanos stepped into an all-timer recently. This is a doozy. I want to play this audio. I hope it doesn't come back and bite him and them for the whole season, but it could because he has put out there a mentality that I tend to think is just in his brain, not in their brains. But here's what he said. He said it. We got to play it. This is a doozy.
What gives you confidence that this lineup can go deep and not cover him?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to go deep in October. I don't know any of that. All I know is that we need to stay healthy and prepare in spring training and get ready for the season. That's so far down the road. But I do think that we have less pressure as a team this year, especially with like everything the media said about us when we lost last year, and we didn't really go out and make any crazy changes. So like if we lose, you guys look smart, which is dope, right? But then if we win, it's like a happy surprise. So like it's kind of a freeing place to play baseball. You know what I mean?
All right. So the first half of that was fine.
Totally fine.
He's not going to predict whether they're going to succeed in October. Obviously, he hopes, but he's not going to tell you we're going to win it all.
I respect that. I got no problem with that.
But the whole less pressure thing. If we lose, it's dope. You guys look smart.
Everything the media said about us.
Right.
You failed a third year in a row and went backwards.
And looked ridiculous doing it, swinging the pitches out of the
strike. Also, we don't want you to lose, dude. Right. Like, I will be annoyed. I will be pissed off if you lose. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's nonsense.
John, that one
was. I thought he
good.
Was going to say less pressure because the Eagles won. At least I could be like, all right, I kind of get that.
He lost me. Like, I actually, like, didn't follow what he was saying.
Well, it's just his brain. It's just him. He's just a different dude. I don't know what else to tell you. He's as different a dude as I can remember Philly having. Honestly, he's just a different dude.
Oh, man.
So we'll find out. By the way, one more on the mentality of the Phillies, because I want to play something Rob Thompson said, and then right back to the phones. Rob Thompson was talking to Devin. Devin's down there in spring training. By the way, we're going to have her on at 9 o'clock today. Excuse me, 9:30 today with the report from Clearwater. But Rob Thompson and Devin talking about the mentality this season.
What's the difference, in, if any, in a mindset with the guys going into this season versus last season, given the way it ended in the postseason?
Well, I think they're every year since 22, they've been a little bit more motivated to get it done. And so I think that's the biggest part of the mindset. So our job really is to make sure they don't get too far ahead of themselves, and we pull them back a little bit so that they stay healthy, especially early in the spring, early in the spring games too. So you know, they're like dogs. They just want to get out and run, you know, and you got to be careful.
Look, here's what I'm going to say. These are all truisms, what I'm about to say, okay? The Phillies may or may not win a World Series. Now, there's no breaking news there. Here's my point. All you can do, you can tinker. I mean, I shouldn't say all you can do. You can tinker. They didn't tinker much. They certainly didn't make wholesale changes. But once you have what you have, whether you've made changes or not, all you can do is do your best to dig in and try to get it done. I know this. There are organizations that have been in the exact same boat as the Phillies, and some in them right now. The Buffalo Bills are in this. Been knocking on the door. The Ravens are in this. Been knocking on the door. The Dodgers were in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Dodgers were in it. So the Boston Celtics were in it, and then they broke through. How many years? Can't get it done. Can't get it done. Can't get it done. Look.
A lot of those teams added pieces to do it, whether it's Chris Dabbs or whatever.
I understand. No, that's a reasonable point, James. That's a reasonable point. So, look, the Phillies' main...
Dodgers added Shohei Ohtani, and then they won the World Series, you know?
Phillies' main ad was a fifth starter. They added a fifth starter that might be a third or fourth starter. Basically, the Phillies go in with five legitimate starting pitchers. That's their thing. That's their thing. We'll see. But, obviously, in the end, we're all going to need the bats to hit better. I mean, that's the thing. The bats have got to hit better. And the bullpen can never pitch worse than it did. That was ridiculous. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So you can wait on the Phillies. You want to react to the Castellanos thing. I mean, honestly, I don't think he speaks for the team. I sure as hell hope he don't speak for the team on that one.
He generally speaks for himself.
I think so. It wouldn't be fair to hold that against Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto, the Castellanos says that.
He's a quirky dude.
Very.
You know,
it's not
very relatable sometimes.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.